Greetings to all. It is a joy to have you join us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Father Ruel Strawn, the Assistant Curate at St. Agnes Anglican Church, Grantstown, New Providence. Let us pray. O God, the lover of unity and author of peace, to know you is eternal life, to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your servants, from all assaults of the enemy, that we may trust in your defense and not fear the power of any adversary. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Then he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there. And he said, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. The Gospel of Christ. In our Gospel reading for today, our Lord enters the temple and overturns the tables of big business and commerce, and in the process draws on the words of one of ancient Israel's prophets, the prophet Isaiah, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." In our time, even if we have not made houses of prayer into dens of robbers, it seems that many are content to talk with and to others before and after services, as opposed to talking to God. One of the most beautiful experiences I ever had in a church building was one evening at Hautecombe Abbey in France during Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. One of my brothers in the community of St. Anselm, one of the only other Anglo-Catholics in the number, shared with me his experience the evening before. He said that his stomach kept growling and he began to become embarrassed. I thought, goodness me, with 200 other people in the church building, one stomach growling may hardly be noticeable. The next evening, I made my way to Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for the first time that week. I was maybe a minute or two behind time. When I opened the doors of the church, I immediately fell to my knees. The place was so silent that the careful opening of the door sounded to me like I had let off a loud scream that echoed throughout the church building. I immediately fell to my knees in awe and reverence, but also out of nervousness, as I thought in such silence, in the beauty of such silence, my footsteps would sound like an elephant thumping along in such silence. I understood then my brother's embarrassment with the stomach growls. A part of the awe that I felt was that I couldn't recall the last time that I had been in a church building that was completely silent with that many people inside. Perhaps we can recover that silence in prayer in these parts as we seek to encourage people to pray, and as we seek to ensure that we do our part to ensure that our church buildings are truly houses of prayer, both in and out of service times. After all, the hymn writer reminds us that it is the house of prayer wherein thy servants meet, and thou, O Lord, art there, thy chosen flock to greet. Amen. We pray together the Angelus. The angel of the Lord brought glad tidings to Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of thy Son, Jesus Christ, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Do have a happy and a holy day.